tucked in a private North Philadelphia grooming salon is a barber who's been cutting hair for 25 years. Now he's turned his shop into the Junior Barber Academy, a place to teach children as young as 7 years old how to cut hair. WHYY's Trine Nuri spent some time in the shop. Nijay Graham Henrys is using clippers to cut the hairline of a styrofoam mannequin head. She's only 7 years old and wants to be a barber.
Well, my mom told me about it, and I just wanted to do it, so I tried it, and it seemed fun.
Her teacher is Prentice Boone, but she and four teenage boy students call him Mr. Boone.
Her being so young, to have the understanding of how to hold the clippers, to listen to what I'm telling her, and to actually do it, I'm really, really proud of her.
For nearly three decades, Boone cuts hair for family and friends, NBA athletes, and business professionals. But over the years, Boone also gives free haircuts to homeless men and children whose families can't afford it. And now, he wants to train the next generation of barbers.
So this is the intermediate process, the introduction to barbering. I'm introducing them to something. And so these 6 weeks, they're going over all the different things that they're going to need. If they wanted to go to barber school, they'll already be 10 steps ahead of the average person.
After 6 weeks, these students aren't getting state certifications. They're just too young. But they are learning about safety and hygiene, getting hands-on experience with clippers, practicing how to neatly cut a client's hairline, and what Boone says is the most important lesson.
And I also teach them about imagination. That's one of the biggest parts of being a barber. Like, I look at a person's head when they come in, before they get a haircut, I can see the process. I see them with a haircut. So I want those kids to see the same thing I see. That's important because if you dive into a haircut, you just start the process off. You know, one mistake, that's it. You can't glue hair back together. Now you see how far back. Now you see when you did this, what you think could happen if you did that?
It will leave a bald spot.
It will leave a big bald spot, right? And so that's why we're going to work down here and work our way up, all right?
But is it going to scratch the person?
That's a good question. It will scratch the person if we do it too many times. So how many times do we stroke the hair?
Three.
So how many times do you think we should touch the skin?
Three.
Three times.
One of Boone's students has seen haircuts all his life, his 17-year-old son, Halim.
I'm more comfortable learning from my dad instead of learning to cut hair from somebody else. Yeah, and it's like, it's something that I feel like it's been my path to be able to cut hair.
Why do you think it's your path?
I've been born in a barbershop and I grew up in a barbershop. I've been in here my whole life, so why not start cutting hair?
This week, the junior barbers are moving their clippers around the ear to the back of their styrofoam mannequin heads. Next week, they'll learn to wash their clients' hair. And in their final week, they'll cut the hair on a real person. Boone hopes his students can join him and give more free haircuts this summer. Trine Nuri, WHYY News.